couple of things have happened since last we talked, and one of them had to do with this is a very highly competitive apartment market. Obviously, developers like to come up with new and different things, and an idea was brought forth to y'all that basically had a water park, I guess, for lack of a better word, within the grounds of the property. And as a city, y'all, or as a council, y'all voted against this happening. Kind of give us some background on this and where that stands.
Well, first of all, it's a water board park.
Okay.
And I don't understand it except for what was explained that evening. And there's towers that have, you know, wires on it so that instead of being behind, say, a speedboat and holding onto the speedboat to, you know, water ski,
mm-hmm.
you're on a water board and these aerial wires connect you and take you around the circuit. We saw some video. It looked really exciting, and I think it'd be a terrific amenity to have, not only for this apartment complex, but, you know, for the community. But there were still some questions unanswered. The gentleman whose property abuts the whole north end of this was concerned about it. It's at the edge of the property as opposed to within the complex. For a variety of reasons, one of which it's the lowest point in the property, and so it's a natural detention pond. So they were using this as a detention pond and water park. And the water park was not to be developed immediately. They were concerned about getting their zoning passed and so that they would be able to build this complex. And the council was in total agreement about the whole complex. It looked good, no problems there. We had some concerns about the logistics of where the water park was within the property, access to it. Was it only going to be used for the apartment complex, in which case that's an awful lot of investment for it. And since it's so unique and there's only like five in Texas, we thought that this is something our whole, it's geared to 18 to 30. And we have a lot of 18 to 30 in the community. And the council thought, you know, this is going to be a great amenity not only for this complex, but for the whole community. And the applicant said, well, they were on, in talking about it, they said, well, we're on page 3 of 6. And I think the concern on the council is we'd like to see 6 of 6 so we knew exactly what we had. So we approved the entire plan and asked the applicant to come back on the water feature, you know, when it was a little bit further developed or further fleshed out. But I think it's going to be great. I mean, it really looked exciting.
This is over near the airport? Is it in that part of town? What part of town
is it?
No,
it's kind of, I would say, you know, North Woburn on the other side of the tracks there.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, last night, and again, I only heard our story about this, so I'm not necessarily conversant on it, but discussion about some lower-income housing for individuals in College Station. Kind of school me on that a little bit, if you would.
Well, we get money through a grant process from the HOME program, and that's a federal program, and it can be used for housing, for either building houses, for down payment assistance, to you know, building the house and qualifying people. And the past council said, we're not interested in the home building business.
Sure.
And the reason we get a lot of federally qualified money in town is because when you look at the student population, many of whom don't work, we're in an unusual, you know, outlier position. We are not the typical town because it appears that we're very low income, and so people who are building student houses can qualify for that. So the city has built a couple of houses, and it hasn't been our most successful program.
No, matter of fact, there's a lot of pushback in some of those neighborhoods. I would, yeah.
Yeah, and so we decided that we don't want to be in the home building program at all, that if there's a lot or two that the city can purchase and then donate that lot to Habitat or the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency that actually do build homes and do get income-qualified people in it. But the other thing that there's a great need for is low-income senior housing. We have Terrace Pines that's had a waiting list since since it opened. So we said, if there is some other proposals like that, where we can get affordable, low-income housing designated for seniors, that's something we'd like to look at. So that's where that's at.
Okay. What else on your radar screen today?
Well, staff is in the early stages preparing the budget. We've got a new assistant manager, Frank Simpson, who's going to start on July 5th. We're excited about him. His reputation is excellent, and I think he's going to add to our already exceptional staff. The Newman 10 Business Awards are today at noon, and this afternoon from 3 to 5, you can get half-price admission if you dress like a pirate.
Huh?
Get shipwrecked at Adamson Lagoon. So if you have a pirate costume or you...
A pirate bathing suit?
That'll work.
Okay.
And there's a lot of games and activities. And Thursday night is swim night at Adamson Lagoon. And Thursday's also the Juneteenth celebration at the Lincoln Center all day. There'll be a freedom walk at 9 from Lincoln to George Bush Library and storytelling at 10:30. And then there's going to be family night on the Juneteenth from 5 to 8:30. And the other thing is this is the time of year that the city council looks at new appointments for boards and commissions. So any of our College Station residents must live inside the city of College Station.
Okay.
Can apply. The deadline's been extended to July 22nd. If you need information, you can call the city secretary or... visit our website, wwwcstx.gov. So
that's it.
That's it.
Sounds good. See you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Try and stay cool.
Yeah, really. Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.